All right, everybody, say good morning. Let's begin. We're actually going to skip just a little bit to page Kuf Nun Hey. Page Kuf Nun Hey. We left off on Kuf Nun, I think, Bays, Gimel. So we'll just skip to Kuf Nun Hey, the top here. Kilomar. Still same topic. Kilomar. Hatzadikim, Hashem Milifnim, Shekdushasam Va'oram Shasharaleim Ubahem, Haya Harbe Kedusha Vaharbe Ar. So the Piaget is talking about the tzaddik of yesteryear, right? So the tzaddikim of a long time ago, the tzaddikim Hashem Elifnim, that their holiness and the light that rested upon them, haya harbe kedusha v'harbe ar, was incredible holiness and incredible light. Ad shechilek ha'adam v'ha'anochius shalohem nisma'it af nisbata. And here's what's interesting. So says the Piagetzno, what was the greatest manifestation of their personal holiness, of their personal light, was the fact that the chilek ha'odem v'hanuchyus, the ego was batel. Shalahem nisma'it af nisbatel. The greatest manifestation of these tzaddikim, it's interesting, you would think, the greatest tzaddikim of yesteryear. So what was a demonstration? What was demonstrative of their personal holiness? The amount of Torah they learned, right? Or some other spiritual metric. No, it was the negation of the ego. That was the manifestation of their holiness. Life stopped being about them, about my needs, about what I want, what makes me happy. All about the ego, all about the self. But mamish, their anochius, their self-kite, their ego, was mamish almost kimat nisbatel. Lochem, gam daitam, lo das anochius, shala adam haisa. Therefore, their das, the way they looked at things, the way they looked at the world, was not ultimately through the prism of the ego. Rak hashra abimaram. But rather, again, there was a wisdom, a celestial wisdom, a wisdom from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that rested upon them. It's actually very interesting. What it's saying over here is, in general, that this is a fascinating insight. The das of a person. A person's das. When the way you understand things, and the way you see the world, and the way you see yourself, obviously, is all colored by the ego. And this sometimes takes place even in a totally subconscious way. But I don't view the world as it is. I view the world through my eyes. And my eyes very often are slanted based on my ego, based on what's best for me, based on my life experiences, based on what I want. The tzaddikim, says the Rebbe, so they're able somehow, bless you, to negate their what's called in Hasidus this anochius, right? Anochi means me. They're able to negate this sense of ego, and therefore, as a result, the chachma, the wisdom that they have, is shel bechinas nevua. The wisdom that they have, I will say, is a form of prophecy, a form of nevua. Kimo shenira sham begimara. And again, remember the Piagetzno keeps referencing back to that Gemara in Maseches Pesachim with Hillel, right? Where again, remember, we spoke about this Gemara a number of times already, where it was Shabbos Erev Pesach. They were not sure what to do in terms of the Korban Pesach. They asked Hillel. Hillel said, I know that we learned this, but I can't remember the halacha. I'll remember again what was Hillel's incredible Eitzah. Wait. See what people do. Because even if they're not Nevi'im, they are B'nei Nevi'im Haim. What does that mean? Shemaviya raya al shegam achra hachurban lo nitla hanavua minachachamim. What Hillel was trying to highlight is that even in the aftermath of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, nevua was not removed from the wise, from the chachamim. Mizeh da'amar gavra rabba milsa umis amer mishmidi gavra rabba achrina kavase. So let's say, so the Gemara gives other examples of the fact that nevua still exists. Sometimes a person could say something. And ultimately, again, that statement was made by someone else who was greater and lived before. Or sometimes a person could be mechavim to a halacha la Moshe Mi Sinai. Shinira. So we'll say, so this is actually very interesting. So the Piagetna is saying over here, actually quoting the Gemara, that if a person says something, and ultimately, again, that statement was made by someone else in a previous generation, or a person says something, and then mechavin to something that is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, the Piagetna says, that's a form of nevuah. That's a form of prophecy. Obviously, a smaller form of prophecy. And again, this we have this example where the Gemara uses lashon of nisnava v'lo yada shenisnava. Right? Sometimes a perfect person prophesizes and they don't even realize that they're prophesizing. Shenira shelo achachma pshuta shel sechel anoshi. Sometimes a person will say something, and it's clear that what I'm saying is not just something based on simple intellect. Rak al chachma shehi min nevuah. But rather, sometimes a person will say something, and that thing that they're saying is clearly almost like a form of nevuah. Shanevuah lo batla mehem va'adif minavi. Ultimately, again, because the concept of nevuah has not been negated, and Chazal tell us that a chacham is greater than a navi. Right? The chacham is even greater than a prophet. Vahyo masigim bedaitam dvarim al yomim. Ayyidi hashras yichida chaya unushama bahem. Vigam divri, I just read a few lines. Vigam divri hasechal shalahem kidoshim. Vichach mashabaruch hakodeshim. Ukishalom dim anu as divri kacham. So it's clear that the chachamim of yesteryear possessed some level of nevuah, possessed some level of ruach hakodesh. Does it mean nevuah as we think about nevuah of receiving like a prophetic message from above? No, it's a different kind of nevuah. But it's a nevuah that comes from a heightened connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a heightened connection with the Neshama, and a heightened connection with wisdom from above. And therefore, Vigam, I'm sorry, Ukishalom dim anu as divrei kacham, when we learn their holy words, Befrat be'inyanim shelamala me'olam azeh, lo b'divrei seichel anu hogim, v'lo b'divrei chachma enoshes anu lomdim. V'rotzim ladas pames advarm haruchniyim, rak b'chachma hanevuas shalohem. U'b'ruach ha'kodesh v'avodas ha'kodesh shalohem anu hogivodas. So we'll say, so the Piagetna here really highlighting a couple of very important yisodos. Number one, that the concept of nevuah is not dead. So that already, again, we've spoken about extensively over the course of our last shiurim, using the Gemara with Hillel as a springboard for that. That nevuah, however, today, and certainly again even in previous generations since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, has taken on a dramatically different form. Namely, not in the form of a prophetic message, but rather, again, in a certain sense of wisdom. That a nevuah presently allows me to understand things in a different way, that I could not have understood on my own. When we learn the chachma of previous generations, we are tapping into that nevuah. But the real point that the Piagetna is adding in over here, Bosai, is how does one tap into this nevuah? This is an incredible idea. How do you, because apparently everybody has the ability to tap into this nevuah. How do you tap into it? So the Piagetna posits through the negation of the anochius, through subduing the ego. Only when the ego is subdued, only when the I is brought under control, only when the self doesn't drive everything in life, only then does a person have the ability to tap into this nevuah. Otherwise, again, I'll use my seichel, I use my wisdom, but it's my wisdom, right? It's my seichel, which ultimately, again, is very much skewed based on the way I see myself and based on the way I see the world. Let's do one more line. He says, "Avalo dai mashe divrein levad chachma nevuasi omimara miyadaberu ki taloi hadavar gam banu eze koach anu mafilim umashkiim ba'avodo obolimu dvar mruchniyum." Another very, very important corollary, which is, but lest you think, so now that what we're saying about say is that so much of the Torah we learn and of the ruchnius that we have the ability to acquire is this form of nevuah. See, I will say, this we know, the ability to understand anything ruchni and the ability to appreciate ruchni things comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more ultimately, again, as we've seen before, I awaken the neshama, the more I go ahead and subdue the I, the ego, so the more ultimately, again, that nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to rest upon me, and I'm able to understand and appreciate Torah. But lest you think that this is all about nevuah, right? Unless you think that this is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveying wisdom and knowledge upon me, says the Piyajetzna, Taloy Hadavar Gambanu. Lest, please, do not underestimate the power of effort. Eze koach anu mafilim umashkim bavoda ubelimud dvarim ruchniim. You can't underestimate the power of effort, right? Of how much you accomplish when you invest effort into your spiritual endeavors. So both say, this is incredibly important, because what the Piagetzna is highlighting over here is this idea that not only does a person have to go ahead and negate the ego, not only does a person have to awaken the neshama, it requires effort. It requires effort. It requires a hashka, an investment of koach, ba'avoda, belimud, dvarim ruchniim. See what I said? It's like anything else in life. When does a person begin to excel? When does a person begin to go ahead and realize peros in something? Only in a situation where ultimately a person pushes themselves. It's that moment where you push yourself to the point of tension. That's where growth comes from. V'alinu v'datinu b'chlal ne'emar harishonim harshu v'zaru. It's actually incredibly profound. He quotes over the Gemara Maseches Shkalim, where it says that the earlier generation, the earlier chachamim, they plowed and they planted. V'anu ein lanu pe le'achol. See, Rabbi said, here's the interesting part. The earlier generations, they plowed and they planted, which means they laid the foundation for Torah. What's the only thing we have to do? We have to harvest and we have to eat it. But sometimes we act as if we don't even have a mouth to consume the wisdom of previous generations. Ki kevan sha'or nisma'it banu, v'tzata adam im ha'anochios yaser banu. And Rabbi said, because the problem is, since the light of previous generations has diminished, and our ego has intensified. So two things I must say that are occurring simultaneously. A removal, a further distance from Har Sinai, which is a diminution of our historical spiritual light, and an amplification of the ego. These things are occurring simultaneously. Therefore, kashalanu bichlal kuf nun vav, kashalanu bichlal lahavin basechel shalanu dvarim ruchniyum. Because I will say these two things. Again, distance from Sinai, and growth of the ego, amplification of the ego, it's difficult for us lahavin b'sechal shalanu to understand with our wisdom dvarim ruchniyim. It's hard to appreciate spiritual matters. Ki kesha'anu ma'aynim az im ha'anochius shalanu ma'aynim. Because I will say sometimes when we delve into certain topics and when we delve into certain areas of Torah, we're delving in not with our neshama, but we're delving in with our ego. Leimar ani ma'ayin, haynu ha'ani v'ha'anochi ha'gufni shuv sechal anoshihu lachin nevi yoster as ha'anoshius v'as halavush shabedivrei kadsham. What's here is the amazing part. Says the Piagetzna, you know, the great challenge that we face is that even when we learn and even when we engage in spiritual matters, we're doing it through the prism of the ego, through the prism of the self. And I will say, here's the problem. Can you learn through your ego? Sure, of course. Person says, you know what? I learn every day because I want to be the greatest Talmud Chacham. Because I want to, whatever it is, whatever it might be. Of course you could learn. That's not a problem. The difficulty, says the Piagetzna, is that when I learn with the ego intact, all I'm getting is the levush shevedivrei kacham. All I'm getting, I will say, is the levush, the external garment of the learning, the external garment of the ruchnius. I'm not getting the neshama of Torah. I'm not getting the neshama of my avodas Hashem. I'm just getting the external part. So says the Piagets, and their earlier generations were able to see such hatzlacha in their Torah because they were able to negate the self. When you're able to negate the self, you get to the neshama, to the nefesh of Torah. When you learn with the ego intact, ultimately, again, I could still learn, but all I'm getting is the levush. I also have to step over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem Kofnun Vav tomorrow.